Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, and we just heard Jacqueline Schwab with Take Me Out to the Ballgame. It's on Elektra Nonesuch Records, and I guess it's kind of obvious this week's program is going to be about baseball songs. It's spring in the Northeast. You might not know it by the temperature and even the snow that's still lingering, but it feels like spring as soon as you hear that pitchers and catchers report to spring training. I'm a big Philadelphia Phillies fan, and Clearwater is where they do their training in the spring. And this first tune actually mentions one of their very finest players. Here's Craig Bickert, recorded live at the Sellersville Theater, and a tune called The Real Game on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
One, two, three, four.
Has a millionaire at shortstop, another in left field. The designated hitter has five commercial deals. The pitcher charges $20, autograph a ball. A big guy in the skybox claims the overall. But there's a real game down on the corner in a vacant lot that the kids cleaned up. With a ball in a bag and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. That stadium they're building, the crowd's already seen. The distance is perfect and the grass is painted green. Television cameras standing sleek and tall capture every replay, each $1 million fall. But there's a real game down on the corner in a vacant lot that the kids cleaned up. With a ball in a bag and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. I love it. Well, look at that kid, swings like Hank did. Look at that kid, he slides like Pete. Look at that kid, he throws like Nolan. Look at that kid, he looks like Chooch. There's a real game gets cleaned up with a ball and a bat and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. Yeah, there's a real game, that's the game I love. 2, 3, 4.
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first base.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell
that's
me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
that's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the
who?
Contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
that's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm right. Not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
How did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Will you stay on third base and don't go off it?
All right, nobody will know.
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base! You got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He is field.
All these players as well as
look, I look, look. You got a pitcher on the team?
Sure.
The pitcher's name?
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll
who
break is... your arm, you say. Who's on first? I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball at first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, if I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I say.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now, you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same as you.
Don't change them around.
Same as you.
Go ahead. Now, get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot. Come on.
It was one for the ages, one you just had to see. So I sat on the sofa, with two kids and nine, we watched on TV. And it was in the fifth inning, the game had to be stopped. The whole ballpark went nuts when the number was dropped. My kids, they clapped and they hollered. Me, I choked up with tears, thinking back on the greats brought to that place for over 13 years. And as he stood in the spotlight, he looked so awkward and shy. And when they asked him to say a few words on that day, this was his reply. I'm only doing my job, like folks everywhere. Where I come from is just how things are done, doing your share. I did not love every part, but still I'm not thinking hard. Give it my best, to hell with the rest, doing my job. She gets up every morning, she gets the kids out the door. And then it's carpool and shop, it's vacuum and mop until they're back home at four. And then it's supper and homework until they're all tucked away. Then it's a kiss and goodnight, it's turn out the light for the 4,000th day. She's only doing her job, like folks everywhere. Where she comes from, it's just how things are done, doing her share. She does not love every part, still she's not thinking of to give it her best, to hell with the rest, doing her job. We deliver the mail, and we grow all the crops. We teach in the schools, we put out the fires, and we clerk in the shops. And we enter the data, we build the bridges and roads. We show up every day, we work for our pay, we carry the loads. We're only doing our jobs, like folks everywhere. Where we come from is just how things are done, doing our share. We do not love every part, but still will not think it odd to give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job. We're only doing our jobs, we are folks everywhere. Where we come from is just how things are done, doing our share. We do not love every part, still will not think it odd to give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job. Give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job.
John McCutcheon's tune for Cal Ripken, who established the consecutive game record at 2,131 and then would go on and play at least 600 straight beyond that. Cal Ripken and Doing My Job, which is what he said when everybody gave him all that fanfare. He said, I'm just doing my job. And before that, we heard from Abbott and Costello and the classic Who's On First. That was from 1945 and a movie called Naughty 90s. That's from a collection called Baseball's Greatest Hits on Rhino Records, and we let off that set with Craig Bickert, recorded live at the Sellersville Theater in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. The Real Game is the name of the tune, and it's on Stone Barn Records. We are celebrating baseball this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And back when I was a kid and into my teens, softball was really big in our area. Here's a tune from Chuck McCabe from his Sweet Reunion recording called Grandpa Played Softball on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My daddy was a soldier, taught me how to make a fist. My mama used to hear my prayers, give me a goodnight kiss. Grandma taught me how to whistle, Uncle David gave me my nickname. Grandpa gave me the greatest gift, taught me how to play the game. Grandpa was a big man, 6'6", 265, with a back as strong and an arm as long as any man ever alive. Grandpa was a mailman down around New Orleans. When the sun went down, he went up on the mound for the post office softball team. When the fields all lit, me and Grandma sitting in them rickety old wooden stands. And one by one, the batters would come to face that giant of a man. Round and round, he had a wind-up, sounded like a hurricane ready to blow. But when he released, the ball would ease on out, kind of slippery and slow. Grandpa played softball, caught a lot of folks off guard. He said the pitch that wins is the one that spins. Any fool can throw the ball hard. Made a 9-year-old feel 10 feet tall. Made Grandma feel like a girl. Grandpa played softball in this old hardball world. Pitch he called a meltaway, like a snowball's day in hell. Started way up here, ended up down there, crossing the plate as it fell. Sinkers, sliders, bloopers and hiders, like he had the ball on a string. And the smart folks knew about all you could do, just close your eyes and swing. Well, they say he could have played in the majors, but he loved his little old hometown. Grandpa knowed going out on the road be kind of letting everybody down. He stayed and played for the home team, raised up a family with a couple of kids and a couple of acres of figs and pecan trees. Then Grandpa was an old man. Now that Grandpa's gone, there's jaybirds in the fig trees, squirrels in the pecans. There's concrete where the bleachers were when Grandpa played the game. You can still hear him call, batter up, play ball in a stadium with Grandpa's name. Grandpa played softball, made a lot of people proud. He said, when you're the one, you get the job done, you don't need to shout. If I live to be 103, I'll live by Grandpa's words. Grandpa played softball in this old hardball world.
Inviting cookie store in New York City. I took a chocolate photograph, a 13-month-old smiling child. Mother ends our conversation, calls me a lunatic. Dancing in the middle of a crazy diamond, I'm kicking dust into the stagnant air. I am a shortstop between here and third, but the traffic never slows. Tells a funny situation. She is happy in a thinking as the phone begins to ring. A big boom fills the room. It is a man who wants my sister all to himself, so I must break the news. She is gay.
Dice games ending with a flash of a blade. It's all in the wrist if you want to get paid. Daddy sold beer at the Black Cat Lounge. Sold a little shine till the man come around. Little boy walking to a place like that. Hidden bottle caps with a broomstick back. Skinny cause there wasn't much of nothing to eat. Walking through the mud. It wasn't in the street. This was Alabama, down the bay, with the whole world looking off the other way. Henry Aaron was looking for a reason to dream in 47 when a black man signed with a big league team. Jim Crow smiling while the sun beat down on a sandlot field on the wrong side of town. Took it all in stride, striding to the ball. Turn of the wrist, crack, jog and touch them all. Ten years later, still playing. the people screaming out his name. He won the pennant for the Braves with a four-base knock the same day they were riding in Little Rock. Up in old Milwaukee, he was MVP. Back in Alabama, he was still not free. Not free to drink a beer in the white folks' lounge. Not free to have a meal in Mobile downtown. A young man rising from the hard, hot South, speaking his mind with his bat and not his mouth. Holding it inside, striding to the ball. Turn of the wrist, crack, jog and touch them all. Crack, jog and touch them all. Hank Aaron, he kept on hitting home runs. A lot of them. The Braves moved from Milwaukee to Atlanta, not far from his home of Alabama, the place he'd escaped from, and he kept on hitting them. And after a while, people started to think that he wasn't hitting home runs so much as he was chasing a pinstripe ghost named Babe Ruth, the holder of the all-time home run record, the greatest record in all of sports. He had 714 of those, and they weren't little fiddly things, they were mammoth, moonshot home runs. He would stand at home plate, watch the ball sail over the fence while his big belly jiggled and danced around from the aftershock of the blast. Babe didn't do performance-enhancing drugs, you know. He did performance-restricting drugs, like wine, women, and song. And he was loud, and he would brag, and he was funny, and he was white. And Hank Aaron was none of those things. He just shut up and hit home runs. And some people clapped when he hit him, but others threatened to kill him. They sent him hate mail. They threatened to gun him down for being a good baseball player, for being maybe even a better player than Babe Ruth was, and for challenging Babe Ruth's home run record, the greatest record in all of sports. But Hank beat it, and the day he beat it, on April 8, 1974, his mama was there to meet him at home plate. Reporters crowded around and kept asking her how it felt to be the mother of the all-time home run king, and she just kept shouting, "I don't know, I don't know, I don't know." I remember one time I was a little kid in a beauty salon in Atlanta waiting on my grandmother while she got her hair done. I had on a Braves shirt. A lady there asked me who my favorite player was, and I said, Hank Aaron. And she said it was too bad that he had broken that record and that it didn't look like they were ever going to let us keep anything for ourselves. Now, I didn't know this lady and I had any part of that home run record, so I was confused as to how Hank Aaron had taken it away from us. Anyway, I can't remember that lady's name. I never read anything about her in a book or a magazine. I never saw her on TV. Hank Aaron did pretty good for himself, though. Pretty good. But I think it must have bugged him. I think maybe it shocked him that the more truth and beauty he put out there into this world, the more lies and ugliness came right back at him. Maybe that's the way it works sometimes. Maybe that's the way it works a lot of the time. Maybe that's the way it works. Dice games ending with a flash of a blade. It's all in the wrist if you want to get paid. Daddy sold beer at the Black Cat Lounge. He sold a little shine till a man came around. Little boy walking through a place like that, hitting bottle caps with a broomstick bat. Skinny cause there wasn't much of nothing to eat. He was walking through the mud cause there wasn't any street. That was Alabama down the bay, whole world looking off the other way. And Henry Aaron wasn't looking for a reason to dream, and when the dream came true, that's when the world got really mean. Opened up death threats in the mail cause he was taking a hammer to a great white whale. No place to hide, striding to the ball. Turn of the wrist, crack, jog and touch them all. Crack, jog and touch them all. Crack, jog and touch them all.
He's sitting on 714. Thank you. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate, and listen to this crowd.
In the decades to come, the memory of the scene might blur, but the memory of the sound will remain with everyone who was there. Not the sound of the cheers or the sound of Henry Aaron saying, "I'm thankful to God it's all over," but the sound of Henry Aaron's bat when it hit the baseball tonight. At home plate, surrounded by an ovation that came down around him as if it were a waterfall of appreciation, he was met by his teammates who attempted to lift him out of their shoulders. But he slipped off into the arms of his father, Herbert Sr., and his mother, Estella. "I never knew," Aaron would say later, "that my mother could hug so tight." New York Times.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, and we just heard a series of short tracks. The radio call from 1974 when Henry Aaron beat Babe Ruth's record. Then a little bit of When You and I Were Young, Maggie, from Jackie Schwab. And finally, a quote from the New York Times from Studs Terkel. The recording is on Elektra Nonesuch Records. And before that, we heard all about Henry Aaron from Peter Cooper and his recording Mission Door and a tune called 7-15 for Henry Aaron. And before that, from Sarah Hickman, we heard the title track of her recording Shortstop. That's on Elektra Records. And we let off that set with Chuck McCabe talking about when his grandpa played softball. That's on Woodshed Productions Records. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1412. And remember, now we're on iTunes. Well, we're going to lead off this next set in this program dedicated to baseball with Eric Balke, who's a songwriter from down in the Philadelphia area. And he, too, is a Philadelphia Phillies fan. This is from his recording, While the Paint Dries, a great tune called Baseball in My Blood, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It's September, so the sun is low. The season's come, it now will go. The ball skips off the grass, I throw it back. The lights are on, the night is brisk. Oh, baseball gods, I ask you this, make it go slow. Make this game last. Cause I've got baseball in my blood. Since the time that I was 7, that's all that I've dreamed of. I've got baseball in my soul. This field is my heaven. Don't ever make me go. Don't ever make me go. I play shortstop for the Buccaneers. The local fans hold their cold beers. It's just the minor leagues, it's not the show. But don't tell them in Middletown, they're scared of when the mills close down. The Buccaneers are their last hope. Cause they've got baseball in their blood. Since back in 51, this town has been in love. They've got baseball in their soul. But when the mills all close down, the stadium will go. Don't ever make it go. So it's me at short, Doug's on the hill. Jim plays second, at first is Bill McGee. This year could be his last. His knees are shot, the travel's hard. A late night bus, warm beer and cards. The minor leagues have aged him fast. But he's got baseball in his blood, like the easy worn out feeling of a beat up baseball glove. He's got baseball in his soul. So they drag him from this field, McGee will never go. This baseball bum is stealing home. Stealing home. Stealing home.
Baseball is a president tossing out the first ball of the season and a pudgy schoolboy playing catch with his dad on a Mississippi farm. A tall, thin old man waving a scorecard from the corner of his dugout. That's baseball. And so is a big fat guy with a bulbous nose running home one of his 714 home runs. There's a man in Mobile who remembers that Honus Wagner hit a triple in Pittsburgh 46 years ago. That's baseball. And so is a scout reporting that a 16-year-old Sandlot pitcher in Cheyenne is a coming Walter Johnson. Baseball is a spirited race of man against man, reflex against reflex, of game of inches. Every skill is measured, every heroic, every failing, seen and cheered or booed, and then becomes a statistic. In baseball, democracy shines its clearest. The only race that matters is a race of the bag. The creed is a rule book, and color merely something to distinguish one team's uniform from another. Baseball is a rookie, his experience no bigger than the lump in his throat as he begins fulfillment of his dream. It's a veteran, too. A tired old man of 35, hoping those aching muscles can pull him through another sweltering August and September. Nicknames of baseball, names like Zeke and Pie and Kai Kai and Home Run and Cracker and Dizzy and Dazzy. Baseball is the clear, cool eyes of Rogers Hornsby, the flashing spikes of a Ty Cobb, and an overaged pixie named Rabbit Moranville. Baseball, just a game, as simple as a ball and bat, and yet as complex as the American spirit it symbolizes. It's a sport, a business, sometimes almost even religion. Why, the fairy tale of Willie Mays making a brilliant World Series catch and then dashing off to play stickball in the streets with his teenage pals. That's baseball. And so is the husky voice of a doomed Lou Gehrig saying, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of this earth. Baseball is cigar smoke, hot roasted peanuts, ladies' day, down in front, take me out for the ball game, the seventh inning stretch, and the star-spangled banner. Baseball is a man named Campanella telling the nation's business leaders, you have to be a man to be a big leaguer, but you have to have a lot of little boy in you, too. This is a game for America, this baseball, a game for boys and for men.
Drive on through the broken gate, past the booth now still and dark. Once the cars were bathed in light, spilling over from the park. I flip my keys to Jim or Steve, find my seat and have a beer. But this old house is coming down, I used to play baseball here. Stadium has moved downtown, leaving nothing on the street. traded in a neighborhood for a corporate box or suite. I know it's good for business. That point has been made clear. But this old house is coming down. They used to play baseball here. Game days we would stand outside in a line curled round the block. Gracie's eggs were worth the wait, and I loved the baseball talk. Marveled how the morning hours somehow disappeared. Gracie's place has come down. We used to serve breakfast here. New joints out on exit 5. You don't have to stand in line. Traded conversation for a convenient place to dine. Say it's good for business. That point has been made clear. This old house is coming down. We used to play baseball here. No, we're moving forward, and I guess we probably should. There's a cost for what we've lost, and things are gone for good. Barber shop near Gracie's was a gathering for guys. Between innings on the radio, they spent hours spinning lies. A ring of smoke, a dirty joke for over 40 years. Saturdays are not the same. To give haircuts here. The new salon stretch on and on. Walt's place was cramped and small. They traded in a gathering place for a cheap cut at the mall. Here it's good for business. That point has been made clear. Saturdays are not the same. To play baseball here. This old house is coming down. Used to play baseball here.
That was Matt Wetroba. You may remember Matt used to host this program, and that's from his recording Shine Right Through the Dark, and a tune all about baseball in Detroit. They used to play baseball here. That's on Yellow Room Records. And before that, the man that track was dedicated to, we heard Ernie Harwell, the great announcer for the Detroit Tigers and the Game for All America, a definition of baseball. And that's from Baseball's Greatest Hits, Let's Play 2 on Rhino Records. And we let off that set with Eric Balke from his recording While the Paint Dries and Baseball in My Blood. That's on Hudson Harding Records. Well, Peter Cooper has written another tune about baseball. This one's called Opening Day, and it's dedicated to all you Cub fans out there. Here's Peter Cooper on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The odds are on the odds on favorites. They can kill you with a murderer's row. They got a young phenom calling home to mom, saying, watch, I'm gonna put on a show. They can hit for power, they can steal a base. They got a crafty skipper with a poker face. They're gonna race away with a pennant race. A couple of breaks, we might take fourth place. A couple of breaks. All's well that ends well. Round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. I've been coming since before I remember. I've seen the pictures to prove that it's so.
The season's design will knock your heart out of line and lay it on you till you're laying low. I have seen more big names than you could name. I've seen a whole lot of dreams when they pull up lame. Sad September, that's a crying shame. Won't you take me out to the new ball game? All's well that ends well. Around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Know when it feels like summer in the springtime, like morning in the afternoon. But we are weak up the middle, dull at the corners and the dog days that come too soon. Too soon. My father was the first to teach me that my mother never understood, that it is not fair, the deal ain't square, all you can do is just to try to make good. You know the players will always change, mostly the uniforms stay the same. Put your picture in a pretty frame, pass the mustard, share the blame, pass the mustard. All's well that ends well. Round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with the whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Give me opening day. Give me opening day.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. On his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him, it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. He told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me. That's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush him like so many paper beer cups? year after year after year. After year after year after year after year after year. Till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. When my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So that's just what I'm gonna do. He said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue. The home of the brave, the land of the free and the doormat of the National League.
Oh, yes, you can't get too much of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That was Doc and Merle Watson from their guitar album featuring Mark O'Connor on that hot fiddle. And if you're going to put together a baseball show, especially if you include tunes about the Cubs, you have to include a dying Cub fan's last request from Steve Goodman. And before that, the title track from Peter Cooper's new recording, Opening Day, again about the Cubs. That's on Red Beat Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I hope you've enjoyed our baseball special this week. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1412.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer.